Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I don't care if you organize your sales territories by geography, by vertical market, by alphabetical order, but you must organize into sales territories. Why am I so passionate about this? Well, recently, I've bumped into a number of companies, big and small, some in the Fortune 10, who refuse to organize their sales team by territories. They say that it's more entrepreneurial and that their sales teams will fight for bigger deals. But I tell you, this territory free-for-all is a bad decision that is inhibiting your ability to grow sales quickly. Let's look at the reasons why. First of all you do is create a variety of conflicts, because inevitably one seller will think that another is poaching their deals. And you know what? They probably are. There will be questions about who gets to work the subsidiaries, the additional offices, add-on business, or international business. There's going to be conflicts about when the lead is no longer being worked by one seller and when it can become an open lead again. There'll be conflicts about whose turn it is in the queue to receive any inbound leads, and so on and so on. In fact, I saw situations where one rep was literally waiting until the day that the leads would be open and then pick up the phone and call on leads that another guy in the office was working. People become very territorial and they fight internally. You have to ask yourself, are you a sales manager or a conflicts specialist? Because remember that while these conflicts are brewing, selling is not being optimized. Now, a second reason why territory free-for-alls are a bad idea is because sellers can't fully leverage their referral networks because they're always thinking, gee, is the person I'm going to be referred to already being worked by someone else? So they won't ask for referrals. Sellers in an open territory environment do not ask for referrals as often as those who are in a territory, any kind of territory. So you lose the ability for a seller to leverage their territory to a maximum, which means you lose sales. A third reason why is because despite your best attempts to set rules, sellers will always find a way to sit on the biggest accounts and barely work them in order to ensure they stay in their leads list. They'll slow roll them, calling every once in a while just to keep the lead barely warm while they're busy closing other business, only to make sure that the CRM shows that they're making progress so that you don't take those leads away. Those leads could be passed on to a different seller in another territory for faster closing. One client I worked with had a 6-month rule, meaning that if a seller could not qualify the account in 6 months, the prospect would be put back into the open lead pool for another seller to work. So what happened? Well, the seller working the deal would find any way to push the boundaries, including being dishonest about the progress, in order to hang on to every possible lead. And you know what? One thing that I do find when in open territory is that sellers are more dishonest with what they put into the CRM and what they report as progress than those sellers who are in territory arrangements. Number four, networking grinds to a halt because no one wants to go to an event where they might bump into their colleagues' prospects. It's as simple as that. And number five, open leads become irritated because they receive constant calls from a variety of sellers trying to qualify them from your organization. You know, I have a client who, when I started working with them, had over 300 salespeople on their team organized into one of these territory free-for-alls across the country. One day, I was listening to calls, you know, sitting right next to the sales rep with my headset on while they were making cold calls, and the prospect said, "You're the fifth seller from this company to call me this week." And you know what? It was only Wednesday. I almost fell off my chair. If you're irritating prospects, you're slowing down your sales progress. And lastly, and this is an important one, your top sellers leave. Top sellers don't want to work in a conflict-laden, dysfunctional environment, period. You will never keep your best performers if you do not organize into a territory. So I'll end this podcast with the way I started it. I don't care how you organize. Geography, vertical markets, alphabetically, by month, by birthday, but organize. Give each seller an opportunity to own a patch, to own a category or a group or a territory of clients, and you will grow your sales faster than ever before.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.